Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the Badass Women's Hour Extra Bit, our little gift to you podcast subscribers. This week, we're talking to anyone who is pregnant, thinking about getting pregnant, potentially wanting a baby, about hypnobirthing. Could it help you? What is it? And how it works?
Underwear, armpit hair, many imitators, but no one compares.
Badass Women's Hour XL with Harriet Minter, Natalie Campbell and Emma Sexton on Talk Radio.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Now, if you have been keeping up with the trends around celebrity births, then you might have noticed that a lot of them are talking about hypnobirthing. Not quite birth in a hypnotic trance, but along the lines. Our next guest is here to tell us all about it. Siobhan Miller is the founder of the Positive Birth Company. Siobhan, what do we mean when we talk about hypnobirthing?
Well, first of all, yeah, it's not as hippie as people might think, and it's definitely not whale music and stage hypnosis, which a lot of people might think, you know, I'm going to click my fingers and suddenly they're going to be like performing. That doesn't happen. So hypnobirthing is actually just an approach to birth. It's a form of antenatal education where you learn about the physiology of birth, the psychology of birth. So it's quite scientific in its approach. And then once you understand how your hormones impact the way that your muscles actually work, we teach relaxation tools, essentially. So mindfulness practice, breathing techniques, and these are really life skills that help with anxiety. And they increase your relaxation, they increase your production of oxytocin, which helps your muscles work more effectively. And even if you're having a cesarean or a different type of birth, you can actually use all those relaxation tools to be able to navigate and think clearly and feel calm. So it really is for all births.
And how did you get into it?
So I had my first son when I was 20, and that's quite, he's a teenager now. And I hadn't heard of hypnobirthing at all. So I had him without any knowledge, really. I was very naive going into birth. And then 7 years later, when I was pregnant with my second son, that's when I discovered, in inverted commas, hypnobirthing. I'd heard a lot about it, so I signed up to do a course, and it changed everything for me.
What made you sign up to do the course? Was it anything that you'd wished had been different for your first birth? Or
yeah, exactly that. So my first birth was very long. It was, you know, from a Wednesday to a Friday.
Wow.
Sort of a checklist of every intervention going, I had it. And yeah, it was exhausting. And he was born in theatre, but with the help of forceps. And I was, yeah, I suffered with a lot with postnatal anxiety, I think, as a result, in retrospect, as a result of the birth, because I'd been so frightened. So when I was pregnant again, although 7 years had passed, I was really wanting to have a very different experience. And although I didn't know what hypnobirthing was, I'd seen so many kind of people's birth stories where they'd raved about it. I'd not read anything negative about it. So I thought, I'm just going to give this a go.
All right. I've had friends that have done it, and their birthing stories, first time, second time, are just way beyond my friends that haven't. Yeah. And so beyond understanding the body, I mean, realistically, you know, when that first contraction hits, what else does it give women?
So practical tools that you can use. So when that first contraction hits, instead of going into kind of a spiral of panic, producing adrenaline, which actually redirects your blood away from your uterus, and with that, your oxygen. So that makes the muscles, it feels more painful and actually slows down the progress. So instead of that pathway, which is quite a common pathway, once that first contraction hits, you actually think, right, now's the time to start my breathing. And you've got something practical that you can do. And often, if people do have a partner, they have learnt it as well, so they can actually work together. So even if the woman were to have a wobble, hopefully she has a birth partner with her who is clued up and able to coach her through it.
Yeah, she did drug-free as well.
What I'm interested in, because, and I had both my children in Australia, and it was then a midwife-led, female-led birthing thing. So we did that. We did active births, and I had my babies in 2 hours and 2.5 hours because I only had that time, and we planned it that way. Mm. And I did with weights to redirect. So I was doing, you know, we learned how to deal with each contraction by standing in a really uncomfortable position or with our arms out with weights and finding out if it was visual and what have you. And I was shocked when I came back to England. I think it was a very kind of male medically led world. Is it still like that, or have things changed?
For sure. Well, on labour ward, I suppose there are different settings. So women can choose between a home birth, a birth centre, which is midwife-led, which sounds more similar to what your experience was, and then a traditional labour ward. And I would say on a traditional labour ward, it is consultant-led. Mm. I don't want to hazard a guess as to whether obstetricians are predominantly male or female. I don't know the statistics, but... Yeah, it's consultant-led, so it is more that kind of traditional medical environment.
So you've got to basically come with your own tools.
Mm. Exactly, yes, whereas birth centres are midwife-led, and they sound a lot more like the environment you described.
And you were saying that generally access to hypnobirthing is quite expensive, so therefore limiting. How have you made it accessible and affordable for more people?
Yeah, so the typically, you know, hypnobirthing classes, they're private classes, so several hundreds of pounds, a lot like NCT classes. Mm-hmm. And that's just, not affordable for a great number of women. And that was something that really bothered me. So my course, I made the whole course as an online video-based course with things that you can download. So you can access it on an online platform from anywhere in the world. And it's just £39. So, you know, hopefully affordable to a lot of people. But I also created a whole series of videos which are on my YouTube channel, and they're completely free to watch, covering all the basics. And in case you don't have a birth partner, there's also an app that I created called the Freya app, and that will actually coach you through every single contraction and help you to relax in between. So even if you don't have anybody, or the person you have perhaps isn't clued up, you can use the Freya app, and that's $2.99.
So with your... you know, YouTube channel and what have you, that's accessible, you said, from anywhere in the world?
Yes, so the YouTube, but also the online course is accessible.
So can you tell us what that is? I say that because I live in the States at the moment, and their healthcare system, never mind not being able to afford hypnobirthing, that's a whole nother story. Yeah. So I can think of people I know who've gone through birth that I wished they'd had a fraction of what we take for granted in this country. And this sounds amazing. So maybe you can give the information how people can access that.
Sure, yeah. So it's actually used by a lot of women, predominantly in the UK, but also the US.
Ah, not surprised.
In fact, it's been used in 86 countries so far.
Wow.
And 30,000 women have signed up. So it's a lot of women using this course. The positivebirthcompany.co.uk, and it's called the Digital Pack. Mm-hmm. And once you sign up and create an account, you can access it on your phone, on a tablet, on a laptop, smart TV, so any device, anywhere in the world, any time of day or night, so it can really fit with women's lives. So you don't have to kind of have a free weekend to attend a class either. You can just do it from your own bed or on your break at work.
Siobhan, some people might say this sounds lovely, but a bit hippy-dippy and a bit of a middle-class approach to birth. And women have been giving birth for millions of years. Not many, how many do we have? 50,000?
For a long time with our legs up
really
in the air,
time.
Like Louis XIV made us.
Why do they need this?
So lots of generations ago, women would have given birth like this, you know, following these kind of methods without the name hypnobirthing. So actually, it really isn't anything new. But as time, things have changed over time and become really medical. And since technology came into being, scanning equipment and things like that, more and more women have moved into giving birth in a hospital. And actually, more women giving birth on their backs in positions the most comfortable position. Whereas historically, women would have given birth at home,
squatting.
In upright, squatting positions instinctively. So actually, it's more sort of educating people and a kind of return almost like is regressive rather than progressive. It's a return to how things were over thousands and thousands of years.
Mm. With less intervention, less trauma, less...
And then so much improved mental health outcomes, which is really key. So,
do you think there is a link between kind of stressful birth experiences and postnatal depression?
Definitely. I think postnatal depression, one of the biggest predictors of it is the birth experience, as well as existing mental health issues. But if you have it's such a life-changing event to go through, if it's traumatic, and by traumatic, I don't just mean exclusively intervention. It can be traumatic for a woman even without intervention. Mm. But if you've experienced trauma, that will affect you because you'll remember your birth experience for the rest of your life. So making it positive, however you give birth, and feeling calm and in control will leave you feeling empowered and confident and capable, and, you know, it has a lifelong positive impact, really.
And on and on the child, because if you've got a traumatised woman or a shocked woman, we know, especially with little boys, they pick up signals from mum's eyes. If mum's mood is very depressed and the eyes aren't moving and what have you, that has an impact on babies. So getting women at their peak, having given birth, you know, speaks to the future mental health of that child as well. So I think these things are really important.
It has a ripple effect. It's the children, it's the families, the relationships. It all is affected. So, yeah, I think it's good for everyone.
I was just to say, what about afterwards, very quickly? Because that's all in the run-up. But how does hypnobirthing work?
So a lot of the techniques are life skills. So when we talk about the hypnobirthing toolkit, they're breathing techniques, mindfulness. Those are techniques that you can use forever. So if you're suffering with anxiety, overwhelm, which so many people are, you can use these techniques.
Getting the letdown for your breast milk as well. That's a very important one to if you know how to use those techniques.
All the milestones. Yeah. So, yeah, it's skills for life.
Siobhan, thank you so much for coming in and chatting to us. Siobhan Miller from the Positive Birth Company. Do check her out. If you are your partner, is about to have a baby and you want to make it stress-free, sounds like a beautiful way to do it. Thank you so much for joining us. 1, 2, 3, 4!
This has been the Badass Women's Hour podcast with me, Harriet Minter, Natalie Campbell and Emma Sexton. If you want to hear more from us, you can come follow us on social media at Badass Women's Hour, HR, or leave us a review and tell us how much you love us. We really need to feel the love. 5 stars should do it.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.